Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Atlanta, what's going on? We get a star back in the A, and his name is Miguel Almiron. We're going to talk to Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, coming up in about 30 minutes to discuss his return to the A, Mike. And we've been talking about this for weeks. We were out at the training grounds, the training facility, last week, and nobody would confirm, but they all kept looking at us and shaking their head as our new manager and, you know, Garth Lagerwey, and everybody's like, but we don't know, Well, now we know. So it's breaking news, obviously, today, but it's good news.
Yeah, man. I was joking around. We were up there at Atlanta United. I said, how many guys have got that order queued up? It's in the cart. You know, if you go to, like, the MLS website or Atlanta United. And, again, if you're not a United fan, this is the guy that put fannies in the seats, the great vibes of 17, 18 before he moved on to England. But, yeah, I literally was that dude. So today I went, click, purchase.
You got one?
Yes.
You got one?
Yes. Now, if you're new to the show, the good news, bad news is any time that I purchase a jersey, terrible things tend to happen, including that brand new Joseph jersey I was rocking in Nashville when, his knee went out.
My knee.
But anyway, generally guys get traded or a bad thing. But either way, I still was saying, you know, I hedged my bet. I went and I got an original Miggy jersey from some dude on eBay for like $29. And I got a brand new one. So either way, hopefully we'll have some good juju. But can't wait to see Miggy and the home opener against Montreal on February 22nd, a Saturday night for what should be a full house.
No doubt. And our DPs are now falling into place, designated players. These are the guys that are making the most and should be your most productive players. And I think, Mike, we're going to be a much more explosive offense. We're going to talk to Jason Longshore about it here on the show. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Padley. P-A-D-L-Y. Sell your home for cash fast. That's PadleyBuys.com. Hey, along the way, we got a lot to get to today. Hawks in action tonight at Cleveland. And listen, right now I had a guy say to me, Duke, so what's your prognosis on the season now that this has happened with Jalen Johnson? Well, look, I'm going to wait to see if they do anything at the trade deadline. Because what they could do is try to replace that scoring, Mike, and go get somebody that might be around next season. Right. And you might try to build. But the reality is right now, you know, I'll be honest, I'm looking at the play-in again. Guys, I can't sit here and tell you without Jalen Johnson, this is going to be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference. So they get Cleveland tonight, then at Indiana, and as we said, at Detroit Monday. It's 3 road games for the Hawks.
All the NBA rumor mongers want this. And then Lauren Williams, who we had on the show the other day from the AJC, she retweeted it, is Phoenix apparently talked to us about Yusuf Nurkic.
Yeah, because he's not playing at all.
And okay, I mean, the points, I mean, I don't know how that might work. something to spark it up. But, you know, if you're looking for pure, just pure scoring on average, we kind of get better right now from Okongwu and Capella, but it's just something to think about. So we'll see where the Hawks go. I know that yesterday it was kind of doom and gloom because just based on previous experience, I hope I'm wrong, is that the Hawks will do something at the trade deadline. But when you see where you're so banged up with injuries, and you said it, just can't replace Jalen Johnson. So how can you do that without having to spend some loot?
And by the way, him and Bud had a falling out. Bud has not played him, and now it's multiple weeks.
He's in my doghouse.
He is. Yeah. He is. And then when asked about it, Bud was just like, it's tough. It's the NBA. And like,
once you're in my
really
doghouse, you never get out of my doghouse.
So that is why he's on the trading block. Hey, let me ask you something, because we were just talking amongst ourselves as a show. Big O is here behind the glass, our engineer. Of course, Turtle, our executive producer. And coming up, as we said, we'll talk to Jason Longshore. We also had a great conversation yesterday with our buddy Big Hugh Douglas about the Eagles. And, you know, we're getting ready for the Super Bowl like everyone else. And next week, we'll start to dive in a little bit more. But Hugh stopped by yesterday to talk about all the drama that happened with the Eagles this season, including Sirianni, who was on the hot seat and almost on his way out. Jalen Hurts, remember at the beginning of the season, there was some strife between those two. I mean, there's stuff that's been going on. A.J. Brown sitting on the bench with the book, and he said, look, all the teammates were upset about it. But it also allowed A.J. Brown to calm himself down because, to be honest, he wasn't getting the football. I say all of that, Mike, to say there's drama and stuff going on with all these teams, and I'm just curious. Do you think Falcon fans, as we've been talking about all this stuff that you know, we're getting ready for the draft and all this stuff that we're going to, you know, look at, what do you think the frustration level is? Or do you think that it's not as much as we think?
I thought, you know, there were times as far as like Drake, friends, do you think Drake was frustrated with Desmond Ridder?
I do.
I think you saw that at times. And I think we were all frustrated with Desmond Ridder last year. We were really frustrated. And I think as a rookie, we talked about, I love Drake because he's super competitive. There's an intensity with him. We've had interviews with him where he brings it. And I think, you know, as a rookie, you're not going to sit there and start dissing a guy like Mariota, who, albeit a guy that's become a journeyman, you're going to sit there and start complaining.
Bum.
We don't have those guys. We just have not. I mean, the closest thing, and I don't want to tick off Julio fans, but once in a while, you know, but it was more about money. It was really about not getting the rock, you know? So I don't think we've ever really had that situation here. We had Joe Horn at the end of his career that did nothing.
No, didn't
we've
work.
We've never really had the guy. Roddy wasn't bellyaching. Remember you and I, hashtag free Roddy, when Shanahan in his first season here as OC wouldn't get Roddy the rock, and then three throws in a row in a game.
What do y'all say?
But I just don't think we've ever had that dude.
No, I don't either. And the frustration from players is one thing. What about the frustration from the fan base? Do you think what level is it? From 1 to 10, do you think it's a 6? Do you think it's an 8? You guys hit us up, 404-726-0929. Because I want to get the pulse. I'm curious because Mike and I, all right, may be more frustrated with the way things have played out, and that's been voiced on this show, then maybe you are. Maybe you're a little bit more patient. And Mike always says, yeah, you got the patience of Job. Maybe you're a little bit more patient with the way this is going. And, you know, whether Ra was here or wasn't, and I think we all agreed that somebody needed to pay the price, and they did, and they fired the defensive coordinator. But what is the level? 404-726-0929.
Where's your head at?
Where's your head at? And Chris, let's take some phone calls because I'm curious. Is it a 6? Is it an 8? Because if 5 of you call in right now and you go, Dukes and Bell, it's a 9. It doesn't feel that way.
I mean, two things. You know me. I hate to get into that rut because I always say to Falcon fans every year, it's a new year. And then I said to you yesterday, I said, this is it. No more hype train for me. But do you feel that, you know, are you looking at the, you can't. Even though there is a trend, and the trend is now 7 seasons, you can't blame certain things on a guy who's not here anymore or a GM that's not here anymore. Although sometimes as Falcon fans, you look at the collective and say, damn Falcons, we just can't catch a break.
Right,
or, you know, we're going to, why don't we draft a Georgia player or this guy? Why don't we get that? Why don't we fix, look at the Eagles. Why don't we fix the defense? And does that creep into your, you know, where you're at as far as where you're feeling, or do you feel, hey, maybe this year is the year we do. The law of averages say we will get it right because the offense is tight.
It is.
Offense, I mean, we got an offense that's elite. If and I think Michael Penix showed, certainly we depend on him to take it to the next level, and he's still kind of a rookie, guys, next year. You got to take that into consideration despite having 3 starts.
3 starts, yeah. He's not where Jaden Daniels is because of the playing time and all the games that he played under his belt.
There'll still be some growing pains, but I think people are so – I mean, to me, as a Falcon fan, I'm over the moon on the offense, and I'm down in the dumps on the defense.
Okay.
And how are you going to fix it?
All right, 404-726-0929. Well, what's the frustration level? If in fact, there is one for you. Because, again, as we discuss this stuff and we hear from you guys and we talk to our listeners, and whether you find us on social media or you find us out and about, we're going to be out, as a matter of fact, on Friday. And next week, we're out like three times where you guys can come hang out with us. We always get mixed opinions about, oh, well, that's not as bad as you guys make it out to be. Or I totally agree with you and Bell about what you said in regards to where this Falcon football team is. All right. Want to grab some phone calls here as we get the show started today on a Thursday, guys. Coming up, our daily download. Also, we're going to talk some draft as well. A couple of guests are going to stop by today. Our buddy Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports, right. Inside the Coverage or Inside Coverage podcast. He's a co-host on that. Does a really good job. He wrote an article on the new coaching hires and ranked them. And right. There's still one job open, right, guys? I know we've been doing our thing today, but the Saints have not hired anybody. Okay. So I just want to make sure.
I guess they're just going to wait for Kellen Moore. And, and here's the thing. If Kellen Moore gets some cold feet in the last minute, boy, they're going to look like a monkey's uncle. After the Super Bowl, I've had some time to think about this, and no.
Wouldn't that be crazy? It'd be crazy. All right, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Let me grab Tony in Marietta. Tony, appreciate you listening, man. We're just curious. What is it? 1 to 10, is your frustration level a 5? And if so, why? Tell us why.
Let's go with a 12.5.
Okay.
Being the worst.
Oh.
Lot of reasons. We're kind of in cap heck right now, or we will be. And I think what people aren't thinking about is we have a running back and a receiver that are about to get paid in a couple of years because they're coming up on their fourth year. And you have a quarterback, and if all he does is what we expect him to do, we're going to be in cap heck again, and you're going to have no money for anything.
Oof. Well, that's the worst case, because you're looking at the Bengals. A lot of folks are looking at the Bengals, and they see where they are. For instance, they got no money for their big superstars. The Dolphins, some would say, just locked in too much.
Yes.
Coming to, like, their wide receivers. You know, the problem is, yes, you hope that the cap just keeps going up, like a good stock that's going the right way. But there'll be some hard decisions at some point. One, I think Pitts will not be one of those hard decisions.
Well,
but eventually, yes, Drake, if he keeps on rocking, Bijan, you got to pay him.
Guys.
Some guys you won't be able to keep, like Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because then you're going to say.
But that's not this year. No, that's down the road.
It's down the road. Thank you. He says 12. I said 1 to 10. Okay. Let's see what Cody in Gainesville says. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Frustration level, Cody. Where's it at? If you have any whatsoever.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I'd have to say it's up there, man. Probably 8 or 9.
Okay.
We're just right back in the same place where we always are. We got some hope in the offense, but Michael Penix, he played some pretty bad teams down the stretch, so we really don't know what we got there. And it's frustrating because, man, we beat the Eagles. We almost beat the Chiefs and went for some bad calls, and we played a little bit better. And we're just right back in the same place. They always just give us just enough just to bring us right back down. You know, the bad teams in the NFL, like the Panthers, the Jets, the Giants, they expect to lose, you know what I mean? And then when they get one good win, they're happy about it, whatever. But I think we're past that. So we're just stuck in that mediocrity, you know what I mean? And it's just really frustrating as a fan. So it's up there, man. I'm frustrated with the Falcons, man. I put so much time and money into them, and they just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Cody, appreciate your honesty. Guys, this is a conversation we were having amongst ourselves, and we're having it with you.
Yeah, where's your head at? I mean, is it glass half full? We joked around about it yesterday, or glass half empty? Now, as we said, you can be two things at once. We can be really good, as we said, on offense, but there's concerns on D. You know, as we said, Penix is still going to have to learn. He's going to take some lumps, but we believe in the guy.
All right, Tom, Wayne, we want to talk to you, 404-726-0929. I'm just curious. We want to know, all right? And maybe you're one of these Falcon fans who are like, no, you know what? It's not as bad as all these other people are saying. We were right there.
So negative 12 and negative 8 so far.
All right, let's do some
that bell. Averages out to negative 10.
It's Sports Radio 92. It's sports.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.